Ecology and Environmental Challenges. Working with Natural Systems to Strengthen Our Environment. The river and other ecosystems are connected. How land is used and how water is treated in the watershed has much to do with the water quality of the river. A vegetated watershed acts as a sponge, absorbing water during storms and filtering and releasing it slowly into the river. The Upper Blackstone has a largely urban watershed, so large amounts of heated, polluted water are piped directly into the river with no filtration. Major sources of pollution include runoff from roads and construction sites, lawn fertilizers, and failed septic systems. These sources of pollutants are widespread, making it difficult to control them. Natural wetlands and constructed wetlands are our best tools for improving these waters. Wetland replication. Here we have created wetland from an upland area. By removing soil, we provide storage capacity for water during high water to reduce risks of downstream flooding. Native wetland plant species, including winterberry holly and swamp milkweed, have been added in an effort to make this area function in the same manner as the abutting wetlands. Riverine wetlands provide habitat for numerous animals and benefit water quality by absorbing toxic substances and taking up nutrients that would otherwise cause blooms of algae. Invasive plants and animals threaten native ecosystems. Non-native plants and animals can lack natural processes to control their population. These become a threat to ecological balance by damaging or displacing species that play important roles in the native environment. The following are some invasive species that have been found in the area. Asian long-horned beetle, Anoplophora glabropennis. This invasive wood-boring insect, native to China and Korea, is large, measuring 1 to 1.5 inches in length, and distinctive, with black bodies with white spots and long black and white banded antennae. Japanese knotweed, Polygonum cuspidatum. Japanese knotweed is a fast-growing perennial with tall, dense annual stems. In winter, the plant dies back down to ground level, but by early summer, the bamboo-like stems emerge from rhizomes deep underground to shoot to over 7 feet tall, suppressing all other plant growth. Tree of Heaven, Ailanthus altissima. This tree is poisonous to both humans and plants, and it can host destructive insects like the spotted lanternfly. Habitat that animals like. Look for these habitat features: rotting logs, snag trees, brushy thickets, and cairns of stone. These are home to many creatures. In most parks, these would be cleared away, but here they are something to celebrate. Brushy thickets and hollow logs are home to many creatures. Snag trees are dead standing trees that also provide homes and food for insectivores like bats and woodpeckers. Fungi and microbes can break down toxins. A fungus excretes digestive juices to break down a droplet of oil. This cell will die in the fight, but if a healthy river supports its community of beneficial microbes, eventually, these hidden heroes will clean up many of the poisons we left behind.